The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, Omer Beis. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef, Vaydata Lahem, Pasuk is Be'etz, and this is the Pasuk of Yisrael. We're telling Moshe Rabbeinu, he was giving him eitzes, he was giving him suggestions, you know, what exactly he should do. Agave, how to be manik the oilon properly, how to be manik kaitzah properly, because he saw that it was too much for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was giving him tanhokas for the person, you know, how to be manik in an oifen that's more effective. So he told him, Vaydata Lahem, Es haderech yelchu ba, vedata lahem, es haderech hasher yelchu ba. So Gemara Darshan, vedata lahem, what does it mean? That base chayayim, Rashi over here explains it means teach them a panasa. Rashi in other places says it means teach them, teach children, teach them taira. That's the biggest base chayayim that you can give a person is you teach them taira. Es haderech, zug milas chasodim, give him the derech. What's the derech that you should give them? Give them the derech of gemilas chasadim that they should do chesed. We'll see what that is. Ashel yehu ze biker chaylam. Pasuk says right that they should do biker chaylam. That haga biker chaylam. Zu. Pasuk says zu. Kvura. You should do kvura. You should do eloy aleinu. You have to bury somebody. It's a chesed to bury some. Vesa maise. Vesa maise adin. Asher yasun. Sorry. Vesa maise adin. Asher yasun. Zu lufni mishur tadin. A person should be naik lufni mishur tadin. My ask is, back to Gemara, bika chaylem, we're already bika chaylem. We have a chiyuv to do gemilas chasadim. If we have a chiyuv to do gemilas chasadim, then a vada we have a chiyuv to do bika chaylem. Included in the din of doing chesed is to do bika chaylem. So the Gemara says a chiddush. We'll explain this chiddush by Hashem a little bit, barichas later on. The Gemara says even in a situation of where you're going to lose out a little bit, because a ben giloi is somebody that when he goes to the zakar chaylim of a person who's sick, so then he takes 1/60th of the sickness. So you see, he's going to have to lose for it. And not for PK, it's a chiyuv to be mevaker chaylim. One Gemara. After the Gemara says, Kfura, Gemara says, L'chayra Kfura, that's included in Gemilas Chasadim. And the Gemara says, no, it's talking even if it's loyim kifik feidoi, a zakin lein kifik feidoi, like we learned about in today's daf, a zakin shayno kifik feidoi, even he has to do a Kfura. And the Gemara goes in the last case and says, Lefim Mishur Tadin, and the Gemara explains to us that Lefim Mishur Tadin, a person's Mechuyah, he's required to do Lefim Mishur Tadin. You know, we found like Lefim Mishur Tadin is some kind of an extra. It's not even partial. It could be that we can force, according to some Paiskim, that a person should do Lefim Mishur Tadin. And the Gemara comes out that that's the reason why there was Taker a destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shita of the Rambam is that Lefim Mishur Tadin is not a Chiyah. It's much harder to understand this Gemara. Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? But Akal Panim, even if, either way you learn it, Lefim Mishur Tzadin, either it's a chiyuv or it's definitely the erlicha way of a yid to go above and beyond the letter of the law. You know, it's mine, I'll be law, I can get this, you know, he owes me $10, I'll take him to the entire for it. The vada, a person should do in such a situation, Lefim Mishur Tzadin. So let's go, we'll go, pratim in this Gemara, Bez Hashem, the different kudas that come out in chesed, the different kudas that come out in bikachaylim, nicham aveglim, haknasas orchim, all the different things that we, all the different halachas that came out in this Gemara, but just one kuda first, that this Gemara discusses the Indian of Lefnim Mishur Tzadin. And the banis is that the whole daf discusses the Indian of a Zakin Ve'ein Elfik Vaidai. And the Gemara comes out that banis is a p'tur in Hashamas Aveda that a Zakin, a person who, we'll see which type of Zakin, but a person who's not going to be his covet to return a certain Aveda, it's beneath his dignity to return a certain Aveda. The Pasuk says that he's p'tur, he's not required to return that Aveda. There's a big machlekes, Rambam in the Rosh, and really Ashkenazim and Sardim, Alach L'maisa, what exactly, which chachim exactly are we talking about? Who is potter over here? The emes is that the shita of the Rambam is we're talking about a respectable chashiv, a person, a chashiv individual in general, not dafka, a talmid chachim. And that's who the pasuk is talking about, that there's a p'tur for such a person to return an aveda. For him, there's a p'tur to have to go underneath the car and retrieve an aveda, etc. The Rosh, he learns that we're talking about talmid chachim dafka, and that the issue at hand is the issue of kavod atayda, and that he has no right to go against the kilu to be mevazeh the Torah. He has no, he's not in control of the Kavod HaTorah that he portrays for his the Talmud Chachim. And the Mela, he's not allowed to return the Aveda in a situation where it will be a bizayin of the Torah. That's the big machlekes. The Ashkenazim, we pass in Taka. Like the Rosh. And the Rosh says it's talking Dafka about Tam Chosim. And Dafka Tam Chosim, he has no right to be Mevaz himself. And he can't, Lashon of the Rosh, he can't be Machmir. It's not his covet. It's not his covet that he can play with and say, yeah, I want to be Machmir. I want to go onto the car and get that Aveda out, you know. He wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. Why? Because that's a bizayin in the covet of the Torah. Maisa, the Gemara continues. The Gemara here says, that's how we got into this Gemara. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, however, lefnim meshura sadin, you are permitted to go and retrieve an Aveda. What seemingly sounds like in the Gemara. Lefnim meshura sadin, you are allowed. According to the Rambam, you understand? Because the whole issue at hand is a p'tur. He has answer to, when he's an important individual, he's a dignified individual, it's beneath his dignity to retrieve this Aveda. So then we tell him, you're p'tur. Beneath your dignity. However, if he wants to go above and beyond the letter of the law, what should be the problem? But for the Ashkenazim, it's a big problem. Because according to the Ashkenazim, the Rosh, how do we learn this Gemara? It's talking about Kavanah Torah. It's talking about the bezayin of the Torah. What gives him a right to go lufnim meshura sadin and to go underneath the car and to retrieve that Aveda? What gives him the right? And the Maaseh la'alacha l'chayda, l'chayda, he would have no right. So then what's pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that lefnim meshura sadin, Rabbi Shmuel was willing to kiddo be Michael on the cover of the Torah to do something which was not dignified, which was a bizayin for the cover of the Torah. So the Rishayim explained, and Chanami avada for him to go under a car and such he would not be allowed to do. That's not what the Gemara means to be lefnim meshura sadin. It's taka loch lemaisa. He wouldn't be allowed to go underneath the car and pick it up. But lefnim meshura sadin, he would be required. Not required, but lefnim meshura sadin would require him to go and either solicit somebody else's help to go. They'll stand by the Aveda and wait till somebody. Hey, could you help your kid? And tell him to go into the car. Could you please get the Aveda? Or, like we see in our Gemara, to maybe pay a little bit of money. That's what Rabbi Shmuel was willing to do. He was willing to pay money in order to retrieve the Aveda. In this situation, he was willing to pay money to get out of the problem of prika v'tiina. So again, that's the ikka. The ikka you see in this Gemara is that for the covet of Taita, you know, a person is not mechuyev. He's not allowed, the way the Ashkenazim paskin. He's not even allowed to disrespect the Torah and to retrieve an Aveda, and he's definitely not allowed to do Lufnim Meshur Sadin. What does Lufnim Meshur Sadin then mean? The Agamar is telling us he has to go above and beyond the letter of the law. It just means that he should solicit help from somebody else, or he should pay money for somebody else to get the Aveda. That's above and beyond his call of duty, but for him to go down, you know, put on his you know, get into his sweatpants or whatever, and get under the car, that he would not be allowed to do. Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha Maisa, discusses this in Siman Reish Nun. Mishnah Berurah discusses it over there. What gives a person a Talmud Chacham? What gives him the right on Erev Shabbos to go and do certain bizyonistic actions? He has to go and carry the bags, and etc. The Kavanah Torah should say that he should, it's beneath his dignity. Beneath his dignity to go and do certain things for Shabbos, etc. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's Apiya, Chuba, the Chavit Yoyer, discusses with Tariches, that it depends on the situation. If the situation is clearly nicker, and clearly, everyone can tell, everyone can see clearly that what is being done is not a bizayin in the Torah. It's clearly being done for the sake of a mitzvah. For example, if you would see a Rosh Yeshiva underneath a car, right? So, what's going on over here? Well, you wouldn't understand this. No, my first reaction would be, Hashem Zaveda? You'd think, what's going on over here? Maybe he's trying to get his own thing. How can he act like this? He's a Rosh Yeshiva. It would be a bizayin in the Torah. So therefore, such a situation, we'd say he wouldn't be allowed to be in the vaz of the Torah. He stands, he represents the Torah. Masha ain't game. If it's something that is clearly nicker, a person carrying bags, Erev Shabbos, the pennies are flying, you know what he's doing, obviously. He's getting ready for Shabbos. Or if he's doing certain actions, like the Gemara discusses in Kedushin, up in Vase, the Gemara discusses certain wood chopping actions. Why are people doing these things? Clearly, when he's doing an Erev Shabbos, clearly nicker. For example, Tziyadua, Rav Itzla from Petterburg, he was Tziyadua, was under the Gdaila Yoylam. And it was Tziyadua, what he would do with a Chatzana, Lo Yishayich. You know, we learn not just from his Svar, Rav Itzla, we learn also, you know, the Mahalchim that he did at the Chatzana, on the table, you know, standing, mamish, like handstand, the dust, singing, you know. And there were two things. Mevaz of the Torah. The Torah says, that's not Mevaz. That's the Kavod. The Kavod is when they see that the Talmud Chacham is doing things which are, with Fakir, these are things that are for the sake of a mitzvah, for the Kavod of a mitzvah, which really is our Gemara. That the Gemara says, Zug Milas Chasodim. Eshaderech Zug Milas Chasodim. So he was doing something which is Mitzameh Chasim Vakala. Hagam that on the one hand, you know, if you see a Shiva dancing on a table, you know, on a regular Tuesday afternoon, then we have issues. We have major problems over here. But at Kam, it's clearly nicker. It's not in the middle of the daytime he's just dancing on a table, right? When is it? It's at a Chasana. So then it's clearly nicker. When something is clearly nicker, so then there's no bizayin of the Torah. So that's the get there. It could be a gay also. Let's say, I don't know, there's an aveda. You have to know this, the circumstances. Let's say we clearly nicker that it's an aveda. It's hard to find the case. But it'd be clearly nicker. So in such a situation, that would also be mutter. That would talk to be mutter. It wouldn't be a problem of bizayin of the Torah. Michael, we can make a kavod chaim over here. If he's not allowed to be Michael in his own kavod, the Talmud calls it. He can make a big kavod chaim, I think. He's not allowed to be Michael in his own kavod. Because it's not yours. When you learn about a Torah, you become HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara Tzachim says. The Gemara tells us, Es HaShem Elokecha, Es HaShem Elokecha Tira, that Es is the Rabbi Tzamidi Chachamim. That when you're dealing with a Talmud Chachim, you're dealing with one of the, you know, the Tzvas HaShem, one of the army of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. This is one of the Rebbeinu Shloilem's men over here. He has no right to be Michael on his kavod. Not only that, he's going to do a mitzvah. We don't allow him to do it if it's going to be something with Zion. I think we're going to make a big kavod chaim here. How one has to treat the Talmidei Chachamim. How one has to respect the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rabbanim and the Chashuvim. Avad is a kavod chaim. If he himself is not allowed to be Michael on his own kavod. Kavod chaim, how we have to treat the Talmidei Chachamim. Now that goes without saying. Hakoponim, somebody asked me recently, there was a Talmid Chachamim online. Hey, and he turned around and he said to me, there's a big Talmid Chachamim online. Talmid Pashid has to go first. Pashid has to go first. Yes, go for it. He asked me, yeah, but told me, but I'm a Kohen. I'm a Kohen. I don't know what to do because he was a Kohen Amoritz. What should I do? You, sir, are a Kohen Amoritz. We have to let Talmud Chacham go first, right? So I explained to him that, you know, you're allowed to even be Michael on the, you're a Kohen. We have to explain to him, but Pashit, you see Talmud Chacham on the line, goes without saying, Avada, tell him, the Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham, Avada, you go first. It goes without saying, Avada, it's a Gemara and Shavuos Betz. That when there's a Din Torah, and you have online, you have a Talmud Chacham in the, who's waiting for the Din Torah, and you have some other people online. We never put anybody first on the, whoever came first, first come, first serve when it comes to the court, the Gemara Shavuot says. However, Talmud Chacham, he comes first. Why? It might be hard for us to understand. So, what is it? What? I came first. But, let's say God would be online. God would be online. You go first, sir, thing, Edishter, something, right? You go first. So once a person has this understanding that a Talmud Chacham, he represents the Eibishter, he doesn't have a hard time with this. And he's doing a mitzvah d'oraisa of being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, these things go without saying. I'll go punim, the Gemara continues. The Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim. Let's talk today, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit about the Inyan of Bikur Chayim. If we have time, we'll go also into Nicham Aveilim and the Inyan of Chasin Tzorek. We'll try Be'ez Hashem, maybe a little bit of Chasin Kala. We'll see Be'ez Hashem what we can be mastered. The Mitzvah of the Gemara, the famous Gemara, the Gemara discusses the Gevaldik of Ma'ilas, of Bikur Chaylim, take a look over there, unbelievable. It saves you from Yetzirah. A person does Bikur Chaylim, it saves him from Yetzirah. It saves him from Yisurin. Gemara says over there, he'll have good friends. If you do Bikur Chaylim, you'll have good friends. I guess because you're a good friend, like me, can I give me? Gemara says over there. Another thing, the Gemara says, you'll become Mishchabid Ali, the Bnei Yodam. You'll get a Chashiva status in this community. The Gemara says, what about an Oilam Habba? Do you get anything in Oilam Habba? Because you know, it's Karen Kayemis. The Gemara says you'll be saved from Gehenim. That's it. You got everything. You have good friends, know you're certain. You'll get saved. So Bikur Chaylim, right, even without these Gemaras, it's a big mitzvah, but with these Gemaras, it's a chizik noira for a person to be in Bikur Chaylim. You want to know the halachas of how to do it correctly. The emes is, there's a Rambam. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, does not require us, really, to do positive action. Help other people. Minatoyo. The Avdol Recha Kamecha Be'etzim really just tells us to not bother somebody else. Don't hurt him. Don't do unto others what you wouldn't want to do unto yourself. Our Gemara, says the Rambam, are all Dinei D'Rabbanan. That means to do the mitzvah Bikur Chaylim, says the Rambam, the requirement to do Bikur Chaylim is a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. I want to explain. People can make a mistake and think, what? So Bikur Chaylim is D'Rabbanan? Pesukim from Avinu, Akash Baruch Hu did Bikur Chaylim for Avram and Pesukim, etc. And the Gemara over here seems to say it's a pasuk. And many of the mighty mitzvahs bring it down that it's a deraisa, but that's the proper poshet, that whether or not it's chayiv deraisa, the Rambam doesn't learn, you're chayiv deraisa to Bikur Chaylim. However, all the Rambam means is that your requirement to do Bikur Chaylim might be drabanan. This mitzvah, you have a chayiv drabanan to do Bikur Chaylim, when you know somebody that you can do Bikur Chaylim with, you know you have an ability to do Bikur Chaylim, and it's a mitzvah that EF Shalasas and Adiacherim, then your requirement to do Bikur Chaylim, that's drabanan. That's the Rabbanan. However, when you do the actual Bikur Chaylim, how do you get a deraisa mitzvah? You get a kiyum of a mitzvah deraisa. Your requirement, your chiyuv to go and do the mitzvah, that might be only the Rabbanan, the Rambam learns. However, once you actually do the Bikur Chaylim, of course you get a mitzvah deraisa, you get saved from Gehenim, and you get, know your servant, you have good friends, etc. All the good things. That's clear. They get a deraisa. Some Rishonim hold, it's even a mitzvah, the chiyuv deraisa. But be it as it may, certainly a person is required either to abandon the raisa when he sees the ability to do the mitzvah bikur chaylim to be mavaker. So let's try and figure out how exactly to be mavaker chaylim. I'll go for both sides. You know, the mitzvah, in the mitzvah bikur chaylim, there's really two psukim that we learn out all these nanim of chesed from. There's v'halach to betrachav, go in the ways of the Eibishter, and there's another pasuk of v'halach to lecha kamaycha. Do, you know, do kind deeds unto others, as we're saying now, maybe not in the raisa, but kapan mitzvah. These are two different mitzvahs. And you could be having kavanah for both. We saw once, a person should have kavanah for these things. Otherwise, he's just doing, if he's doing something because it's ethical, he's not doing it because Hashem was mitzvah him to do it, he's not going to get the mitzvah. So what are the kavanahs that he has to have? Number one, I want to do v'alach l'b'drachav because I want to be godlike. I want to be m'shaper myself v'alach l'b'drachav. That's one reason I'm doing the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for Avraham. You know, I want to be like that. Number one. Number two, to be native to the other. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam told us to be native to the other. It's two separate things that a person is doing over here. All because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah for him. So those are two in Yod. Now let's see Vez Hashem some of the Pratim. The Gemara Nedarim discusses the case. Rabbi Kiva came and visited a certain Talmud, and the person, he didn't have anybody to visit him. Rabbi Kiva came, he cleaned up the place, keep it, reap it, washed around the floor, and then he left. And the Talmud told him, Hechiyayah, you brought me back to life. This Gemara points out, we see many things here. Number one, we see that a person, even if he's older, he's chashiv, he's a gadol bador, he's Rabbi Kiva. He's Kaila Tarakula, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you giving me the Torah? You have this Akiva fellow, why are you giving me the Torah? Give it to Akiva. And Akiva, this gadol bador who Moshe Rabbeinu was made, he could have given him the Torah. He went, a smaller Talmud, and he went there, and he got down on his hands and knees, keep it and rebate. See, again, this issue that is a zaken, if it's not lefik foidai, it's not a problem because everyone sees clearly, it's clearly nicker. Now, the place can do discuss if it's mamish b'sionistic thing, and he can get somebody else to do it. Rabbi should get somebody else to do it. He should get a maid or somebody else to do it if he has to clean toilets. But what do you see here? You see many things. Number one, a gadol, an older person, an adult, should visit somebody who's younger. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, it goes without saying, even a child is a mitzvah bikur chaylam. Rabbi Moshe goes so far as to say, even if a person is unconscious, you have to visit him because what does it help? He's unconscious. Because we'll see Bez Hashem soon, and it's brought down the halach in Yerudein Simchin Lamed Hey, that the Iker Mitzvah Bikur Chaylim is to daven by the person who's sick. You're trying, that's the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is that you're trying to help out this person and make him better. So to daven with him. You go to the place, and that's the Iker Mitzvah to daven in the place. Specifically when the person is sick. Number one. Number two, now another reason why it's in Perek Eilam Metzias. Why is the Mitzvah Bikur Chaylim in Perek Eilam Metzias? Some of the mitzvahs for him, they bring down, because Bikur Chaylim, you're mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashivos Eloi. Give him back, Hashivos Eloi. Give him back his nefesh. How you give him back his nefesh? You're gonna go, you're gonna see his sick, you're gonna daven for him. You're gonna daven for him, you're gonna help him get better. You're mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashivos Eloi. But Menashe Klein in the Tshuva, one of the reasons he's discussing whether a person should have a frum doctor, or he should have a goyish doctor, a fry doctor. One of the reasons, when he's going through the Tshuva in general, a frum doctor, he says, you should have a frum doctor. The frum doctor is going to daven for you. What's the shayla? Avada, you should have a frum doctor. You have to tell us the frum doctors, hopefully they know already. Avada, he's going to daven for you. So that's another reason why a person should be madif, a frum doctor. But again, the ikra mitzvah, that's why a person's unconscious. You're also the kind of mitzvah, because Chalim says, Ramesh Feinstein. Because he's sick, he's unconscious, go there, daven, and he'll get better. Now, why is it, Agav, going back to the story of Rabbi Kiva, what was Rabbi Kiva doing? Keep it to read it. You know, a lot of times you go to somebody who's sick, we see the ikra mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim is see his need, see his tzrachim. You can walk in there sometimes, the place is a pit. It's a mess, right? And then it makes the person sicker. Should I prove it to you? The Gemara says, when Rabbi Kiva left, he cleaned up the place, he made it nice and neat, he walked outside, and what happened? He says, you made me back to life. Rabbi Kiva brought the fellow back to life. He just cleaned up the floor. He cleaned up the place a bit. Sometimes you go into a room, it's all dark, it's depressing, somebody's sick in there. You open the window, you have to make sure it's not sleeping. You open the window, you bring some air in there, Lysol, this, that. You're getting the mitzvah, Bikur Chaylim. Bikur, what does the word Bikur mean, Rabbi Isai? We think Bikur, I think Bikur means, what is it, Levaker? It means to visit? It doesn't mean that. In the Lashon of Talmud, Bikur is like Bikur of the Korban. You know, the Levaker, the Korban, Pesach means to what? Boy, check. See the needs. See the needs of the chayla. That's the need. You know, you go into the hospital, somebody's sick, and you go there, you know, not always are the doctors interested in every one of his needs. Not always are the medicines doing anything. Talk to the person. He needs help. He tells you the nurses aren't helping him at all. They're not coming to him at all. Go and bivaker his needs. That's the ikur mitzvah bikur chaylim. Not just to come in there and sit there and fetch. The ikur mitzvah bikur chaylim is come there. Number one, you daven with him. Number two, to clean up the place, make the place livable, help him see his needs. See, the doctor treating you properly? Maybe there's a problem. Maybe psychologically there's a problem. Talk to him. Okay, don't get too nudgy, etc. It could be a Aveda, etc. All these things have seichel to them. Pais can explain, why is it that the Iker mitzvah is to daven by the bed of the chayla? Why daven there? Agav, Pais can say, don't daven by the head, by the area where the head, because the shechina is by the head of the person who's a chayla. Don't sit there, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sitting there. So when you daven, why dafka there? Is there a makom to daven? Number one, because when you say the name of a chayla, it's a kitcher. You don't say the name, and when you're davening for somebody and he's in front of you, you don't have to say his name. He's right there. He's right there. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows that's what you're davening for. Number one. Other reasons the Pais can say, is because the Shekhinah is there. That's the most opportune place to daven, the best place to daven. The Hebishter is right there. That's a great place to daven. Another reason I saw it brought down is that when a person is davening there, the person, that's more like the Iker Pika Chaylim. He sees you care about him. He sees, people want me to live. That's a big chiddush for the fellow. Not the fact that these are the Iker Mitzvah. So again, the Iker Mitzvah of Pika Chaylim is davening for the fellow, davening by see his needs, see his psychological needs, see his medical needs, see his cleanliness needs, etc. All these things are the Iker Mitzvah. Excuse me. But it's very gay, you know, sometimes you visit old people, right? I'm sure that in many, 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 many situations you're being Makai in the midst of Bika Chaylim. Certainly have a dinner with Chaylim in many, many, many situations. There, Klal, there's a lot of halachas, a Chaylim, a Bika Chaylim, excuse me, that an old person has. Certainly, you're Makai in the mitzvah. So, you know, there it's mamish. You know, you can come in sometimes, they're not going to take care of the Klal Nebuch, and Klal, nobody's looking after them, etc. And go in there, talk to them, figure out what you need. Mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah deraisa, you'll have lots of friends from it. You're not going to get the din of Gehenna from it. You're not going to get Yisurin from it. And so mitzvah, it's a merdeka mitzvah. I think, I don't know, I think in our door, one of the major places, it came out that a person can kind of this mitzvah, talking an old angel. And you go in there, you see his needs, you clean up the place. Sometimes, mamish, they're terrible sometimes. And sometimes the doctors, they don't have misyachas to them, they don't talk to the patients, they don't help the patients. Sometimes never get, you go in there, you can make a world of a difference. You can kind of mitzvah deraisa. Also, you sit there, you dive in with him. Let's say Tehillim together. Yeah. Now, another insight. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, visited Avram Avinu. You know, I think we learned from that. So I'll say for a similar insight, but I think you see from the pasuk. Avram Avinu was visited by Hashem. I have a kasha. You know, the children, you know, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere, right? Does Hashem have to come down to give the needs of Avram Avinu? He could just go like this, poof! Okay. So, you know, just, Hashem just has to do, you know, I don't know, there's no fingers, or snap something, I don't know, right? And all of a sudden, the guy can get all better, Avram can get all better. Why did Hashem, it's like, Yehra love Avram. He came, Mamish, because Baruch Hu came himself to be Mavakir Chaylim to Avram. You know, you see from this tomorrow, sometimes, the biggest thing is when the person just sees that there are people there that care about them. Sometimes just the coming. This is, it has to do with another Shaila. You know, there's a Shaila, a lot of times people have a Shaila. Am I Yoytzi, the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, Ayudei, a telephone. Yeah, if you're in America and the person says it's not China, you can't do it. What could you do? So you do whatever you can. You call them on the phone. It shows, look, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Is there any way I can help you? I know it's hard, but I have somebody in there to tell. Maybe I can send a message. You do what you can. I'm asking, you know, Episakim, is it 100% key? Not 100% key? We could die. But let's say the person, he lives like, you know, he lives in the same neighborhood. And he says, look, I don't want to have to go all the way over there. It's such a tircha, et cetera. Right? Avada the Iker mitzvah biker chaylim. Avada, that's what shows the person. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam also didn't have to come down. He could have been taking care of it from far. And he probably could have been able to take care of it. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not for Pekin, that feeling that a person gets when there are people that come to visit him, that our gosha is the Iker mitzvah. It's one of the Iker mitzvahs on Kapanim of biker chaylim. And Adi Rabba, I think it's Iker kiyim of Elachtim Drachav, I'm being godlike. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Avram. He came down and was like him. Oh. Sometimes these old people, they feel so alone. Just alone, you know, you see it, you go and you visit them, you see them, you find the mitzvah, you find the mitzvah, you find the world, you find the mitzvah, you find the mitzvah. Now, the Maisa, when to visit, there's already, again, a lot of these things go in Seichel, the Shulchan Aruch still rules when you're allowed to visit, when you're not allowed to visit. It says during the first 3 hours of the day, don't visit Al Chayla. The last 3 hours of the day, don't visit Al Chayla. It has to do with different reasons. During the first 3 hours of the day, it says to the person, his Chayla isn't so great. At the end of the day, his Chayla is very great. You don't want to visit him when it's not too great, because then he won't daven for the fellow. And you don't want to visit him when it's too great, because then he's a big tircha. But all these things go with Seichel. You know, they once asked Yosef Chaim Zangfeld, you know, the Hasbel's rules, when you're allowed to visit. The rules were, you know, during the first 3 hours, the last 3 hours, that's it, I can't visit him. The Shulchan already explains, these are just eight types of when a person should visit. When a person, best time to visit. Because the best tacking dick of time is when you'll be able to help him most. That's when visiting Yarza. That's going to be the ick of time you'll be able to help him. At other times, you're not going to be able to come in there. At other times, it's not going to be down. The doctor's not going to let you in there. The Shulchan such a person has to have Seichel. If he knows that at certain times, too many people there, definitely shouldn't visit. If he knows he's not wanted, definitely shouldn't visit. he should send messages, you know, I'm there if you need me. That in that situation, let's say the person is very sick, he doesn't want any visitors. Or let's say he's not very sick, but he still doesn't want visitors. So then in that situation, a lot of times it's the idea, whenever you want me to pick up the phone, I can come right over. That's already a key of the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. All these things go in Seichel. Now, Lamaisa, there's other halachas, Lamaisa. Be very careful with these halachas. You know, there's halacha, the person's nebuch, very, very sick. Tell the person, say vidu with the person. Right? You have to be very careful how you tell him vidu. You know, he starts getting all nervous because I'll tell him. You have to tell him vidu, vidu's a skula. It's a skula for a long life. Right? When you tell him things that, yo, Melech was very sick, he was mamish, and he got better. He got better. He was much sicker than you are. And I don't know if you want to say it like that. He's very, very sick, and he got better. You have to find a way how to say it. You know, sometimes an enemy wants to come and visit. The place can die. Should an enemy visit the Bikur Chaylim? Yeah, so, you know, he's going to walk in there. Ah, so sad to see you like this, George. Sorry, I wasn't the one that did it to you, you know. So then you have to know if that's going to be the situation, then another the place can say you shouldn't visit. But let's say, you know, you send a third party, the place can say, and you find out, this fellow, he feels bad, you know, he wants to visit you. If he sends back the message, I appreciate the gesture, but still don't come, fine, you did yours, you know. Sometimes he'll send back, you know, okay, let's make peace, you know. You have to know in these situations, something exactly where, when, how to do Bikur Chaylim. There's a, you know, sometimes the place can discuss, you know, you're going to bring him food. You're bringing something, right? He's high blood pressure. He's never, he has arteries and this and that, terrible things, right? And you come in there. Here you go. I brought you a big pastrami sandwich. The guy in the midst of Bikur Chaylim, you know? Oh no, is that red meat? No, it's not red. It's purple, right? And in such a situation, you know, he would think to himself, look, I'm being Mekayim mitzvahs. Or sometimes, you know, he's overstaying his welcome a little bit, right? You know, he's been in the room. And the chayla has to put on a smile the whole entire time, and maybe sometimes Nebuch has to go to bed, etc. He's uncomfortable, etc. And Shlomi just, and he says, oh, I feel bad, don't you have to go to work? No, I'm taking the day off. You know? And then he says, as a matter of fact, it's winter vacation. No! You have to know, in these situations, a person for Shetzach, the Seichel would say that you're not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, and you're being Mekayim, one of the Arba Avos Nezikin, most probably. Upon him, The place can say on Shabbos, because she is Hebrew, that a person should visit somebody on Shabbos for Bikur Chaylim. So, Shabbos is not the opportune time to visit for Bikur Chaylim, because much of it brings the person to tzar, number one. Number two, it's not proper. You push it off until Shabbos, but let's say Taka, you're unable to. But let's say, you know, everybody knows Halakha, so nobody's visiting him on Shabbos. About in such a situation, Seichel would dictate that it's the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, in such a situation, to be Mavakar even on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we daven together with the Chayla. Yeah, we can't daven. We don't daven because Maisa, it's a yoim of, we don't make bakashas. What do we say? Like, when Shabbos says, we say, Shabbos imalizik, which means, says the Marsha, it's Shabbos, we are unable, lizik, to scream and daven to the Abishta. We're fushleima, biskhus that. Biskhus that we're not davening. We're fushleima, koi the lava. That already gives him a chizik. That's the ikr. It's trying to be mechazik him and to show you're with him, etc. Now, the Maisa, Klabi'ar Gemara, the Gemara says that Ben Giloi gets some of the sickness of a chayla. So we see from this Gemara Pekin Tzai. You have to lose a little bit for the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. Muscle. The place can die. Do I have to lose money for Bikur Chaylim? The place can say you don't have to. You have the same Gedarim of a Shavu Zavega. I'm not required for the mitzvah of Ben Adam Chavei. We see a Pekin Tzai here. For the mitzvah of Ben Adam Chavei, right? Why should I lose money to help somebody else? Right? It's not Mechayiv to. The place can all say, you know, okay, so I'm not gonna have to take a cab over. A cab costs too much money. The place can say, like the Gemara in Bamatzia says, if you're medactic, later on at the end of this parak, if you're medactic on these inyanim, you know, for every penny and every nikud, I'm not even going to pick up the phone because I'm not going to lose money for Bikur Chaylim. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be medactic with you, Rahman HaSlam. That you don't want. A person has to realize that in these situations, he's not going to lose money, etc. for the mitzvahs, but avada shouldn't be medactic kechud asayim. But we do see in our Gemara that Hagam, I would have thought that he's patur because he's going to go there and get 1/60th of the sickness. The price can say that avada peaking, you have to go. Avada peaking, it's a chiddush. I mean, you're losing out for the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. You have to go. How far do we take this? Let's say you have Loyalenu, somebody else is sick and he needs a bone marrow transplant and they make a match. Or a kidney transplant and they make a match. They find out that you're, or kidney, without a match, your kidney, you can always give over. As a person, you have to give this. So let's go Kaseidah. Number one, the price can say, if there's a suffik Pekuch Nefesh, I would have a suffik Pekuch Nefesh Chas V'Shalom to help somebody, but it will not help that guy, but I'll have a suffik Pekuch Nefesh. In such a situation, we pass in Lalacha Pashtis, that the truth like the truth is I am not mechuyev to put myself into a suffik sakona for saving him vada. For example, I'm not an equipped lifeguard, and I see someone nebuch leilin is drowning, and I'm not equipped, so it's a suffik beglok nefesh for me. So then I'm not mechuyev to go and save him. Paiskim amadayik. You're not mechuyev. You're allowed. You're allowed. Because it's also. I would have thought I'm not even allowed. If I'm, it's a suffik beglok nefesh, what gives me a right to save him? And it's going to be a suffik beglok nefesh for me. But you're allowed. But the paiskim say you're not mechuyev. But what about, it's not, that's not the situation. The muscle by kidney transplants, derech klal. Derech klal is up your right. It's not, but it's because nefesh, they wouldn't, the doctors check the person, and the doctors up your right, they can tell if it's going to be negated that such a person, his physical stamina, he's able to give it, if it'll be a because nefesh. Or, for example, bone marrow, the metzias of bone marrow, is a person gives a bone marrow transplant, he's knocked out for a long time, depends on shachri, sometimes he can be knocked out for a week, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes a month, sometimes even 3 months. But usually, it's not a shiloh of because nefesh. Is he mechayiv to give up his kishkas? Kiputa, is he mechayiv to give up himself for the other person? So on the one hand, we're seeing that if it's suffik b'koch nefesh, he's not required. On the other hand, we're seeing that ben giloy, on the you know, if he's going to get a little bit of the sickness, he is required for the other kid. The poskim lemaisa say, I once spoke about this, but the Ashev lemaisa, that lemaisa, Rabbi Ashev also told me, his other poskim said the same thing, he's not mechayiv. He's not mechayiv. That's already pushing it too far to do something which is mamish gonna make him weak for such a very long time and or giving up a part of his body, mamish, he's not mechuyev. Again, if he does it, he'll get a mitzvah. Is he mechuyev? He's not mechuyev. Something a person to be, if it's having a geichas, we should talk about it, but Rabbanim has to ask Eitzah for such a thing, but we can't say he's mechuyev. Our Gemara is just saying he's mechuyev on something small, a ben gila, 1/60. That's why it's a bit meduyek. I once spoke to different poskim about it, it's a bit meduyek. It's 1/60. 1/60 bubble b'shishim. It's not much. It's not much. He's losing out so little, but at the same time, to lose out more. Something that's not buckled, that we don't see from our Gemara, a requirement. Okay. Excuse me. Now, obviously, the place can say, there's two different levels of sick people that we're talking about. There's obviously one level, Nebuch, mamish sick, a masukin Nebuch, le'aleinu, you had a mantle, something terrible, le'aleinu, that's real chayla, of course, that's where all the dinim apply. Even a person who's bedridden, where the certain halachas are waived, certain abundance even that are waived, like medicine, etc. until the Shabbos, the person's bedridden. Even he has these demons, and the person could be Makai in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim, but these things go with Seichel, obviously. The person has a terrible migraine headache, definitely doesn't want visitors, he's certainly not Makai in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim, he might be Makai in the mitzvah of, the Aveda of, again, Arbab Sadiq, something terrible, I don't know, but a skila, I know, bounding him on the head, knock, 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 oh no, they're knocking on the door, and he can't get the door, and this person, he wants to be Makai in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim. And he's knocking, and he wants to be Makai in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim, and this guy's out, and the headache is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Akabanim, the only way he'll be Makai in the mitzvah is if he walks away, you know. Akabanim, that's when I said, that things go with Seichel. Just a few more nekudas, everybody say. A few more nekudas. If you have a choice, one guy has tons of friends, one guy mamish nobody, or one guy's rich, one guy's poor, and who visits the guy who's poor, the place can say, Dabit Pashit, Havadim, go and visit the person who never doesn't have any visitors. Havadim, that's why a person has to know, sometimes he's in a hospital, and he's visiting somebody, another guy there, you know, go and visit him, you have to know, sometimes you have to be careful, make sure he's not one of these guys, doesn't want people, doesn't want it, but go, you never know, can I help you, I see something's not right over here, you're in a hospital anyways, why don't you chaperai another mitzvah? You're already in a hospital, chaperai another mitzvah that I said, why not? Once he's already in the hospital anyways. I can also say, but before, Talmud Chacham in general, and all Yonim comes first. If the person has two people that has to visit, obviously there's other factors. If the person is more sick or if it's more dangerous, then he should visit him first. But if the factors are you call Talmud Chacham, Talmud goes first. Now, in the halachas of Nicham Aveilim, it's a brief overview. In the halachas of Nicham Aveilim, which is also included in this Gemara of the Yonim of Gemil Chassadim, right? The Maisa, it's the same idea. Again, you don't visit somebody who, you don't visit if it's maybe a Sine, you shouldn't visit Nicham Avelim. That person shouldn't overstay his welcome by Nicham Avelim. And he has to know the guidelines. The rules are, you don't start speaking, you let him start speaking first. He said, oh, no, you know better. You know better than what's been going on the last 5,000 years in class. I'm gonna come in there, I'm gonna start talking. Sometimes he doesn't want you to talk. Sometimes he doesn't want you. Another thing is terrible. Sometimes you see Nicham Avelim, it's a chesed with the Mesim and with the Chayim. That's why Akirikach, a person can only do one. Bikur Chayim or Nicham Avelim to visit the Avelim. So the halacha is, he visits the Avelim. That's the halacha. If you can only do one of them, you should do the Avelim because it's a chesed with the dead person and it's a chesed with the live person. It's a levdika. It's a twofold chesed. Price can say, however, let's say he can do both, then we tell him do Bikur Chayim first. He's able to do both. You know, it's just a matter of which one first. Do Bikachalim first, because that's a matter of saving the guy's life, like we saw with the Tamar of the Kiva. You saved me. So then you do Bikachalim first. Talk upon him. When it comes to Nicham Avelim, sometimes the terrible thing is in Nicham Avelim. You see, people come in there and they start talking about the Nifter. The Hikr is to talk about the Nifter. And the Hikr is to talk about his Milas and his Shchiyas. You know, kind of Gavaldika, Shchusid is in Shemayim, and talking about all the Milas and the things we can learn from this person. Sometimes you come in there, it's terrible that people are talking. Yeah, he was so funny, or this, right? You know, yeah, you're basically saying he was a Pashat late. He was a Mashav late, and he was, and then you want to say, he always made other people happy. He always had a nice comment. He always made the people laugh. You know, that's one thing. Funny. Sometimes I realize, once never called somebody said, yeah, well, he was very principled. Right? No, you couldn't do that with him. He had his principles. Basically saying he was a captain, a machbid. Terrible. You want to say he was somebody who was zealous for the British Lord's ways, etc. You want to say he stood for the Torah, stood for his own rights. You know, sometimes you have to be very careful what you're saying. It could be a terrible kitchen. You're not doing anybody any chasodim by doing such a type of a nichma velum. Same idea as before, not the inconvenience, not to come at times where you know that they don't want you, the velum don't want you, etc. Another halacha, which is get bain bikachalim bain, the halachas of nichma velum, is that if a chashiv person comes in, that's a maptur, he doesn't have to stand up. But Chayli doesn't have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham who visits him because he's not well, he's sick, and it's a tirda. And also, by the case of Nicham Avelim, it's not a covetic standing. It's not covet. He's an Avelis. So Mamela, the place can say he's not Mechuyev to stand up when the Talmud Chacham walks in such a situation. Another halacha, some people don't know this, you're not allowed to say Shalom to an Avel, people know. But to say Mazel Tov to him, the place can say he's allowed. Mazel Tov is a bracha. The bracha for good mazel, it's not a greeting. Greeting of shalom, that's taka not permitted. One last halacha, it comes up in the gayah sometimes, in the halacha of bikur chaylim. The person has to know, mitzvah of bikur chaylim, what if you have a kayin? Can a kayin go into a hospital? Going down to the mevakir chaylim, again, bikur chaylim, he gets a kiyim of mitzvah deraisa. He might be chayiv only drop on it, but he gets a kiyim of mitzvah deraisa. Is a kohen allowed to go into a hospital? So the Maishah of Moshe has a truth about this, but it's not clear in which mitzvah. And Moshe is talking about a case in an American hospital, and he doesn't know about who's in the hospital, if anybody died. So Moshe goes through the fact that he doesn't have to be chayshish that maybe there's dead Eden over there, because it's not a roiv of Eden that are chaylem, and even if there would be, but it's not a roiv that most people in hospitals don't die, etc. So the Maishah, Moshe says that a kohen, if he doesn't know, he should try and find out if there's any chayshish of dead Jews inside the hospital. But if he doesn't know, the Maishah says that he's allowed to go into the hospital, even though there's a suffix that maybe the Jew is going to be nifter while he's in the hospital. The Maishah's meikel. The suffix was a makam of a mitzvah, it's a suffix to a mitzvah. But the Maishah, that's all benegeya American hospitals. The Maishah in Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different story. So a lot of places can hold that even if it's a suffix, it's clearly not so posh, it's still a makam to be meikel. Still a makam, I can't be marichon this now, but it's still a makam meikel. But certainly if there's a vada mace inside the building, then already it's much less posh. Then really a person has to ask a rav. There are certain etayrim, but again, very, very not poshut. In American hospital, if he doesn't know if there's a mace, that's what Moshe was making on, that a kohen is taker allowed to go in to be mevaker chaylus. And yeah, a person has his wife, has a baby, and has to be mevaker his wife, has to help her out, especially, that's the biggest chaylum he can do. So the place can tell you, Moshe says that he's allowed taker to go into an American hospital if he's been suffering, if there's somebody who is nifter in the building, he doesn't know. If he can find out, since Moshe better find out. In Eretz Yisrael, the hospital, Luchay is also not going to be mako if he doesn't know. However, once he does know, then already pushing it, that's already not pushing it at all. He has to say, that's mamish, it's not a suffix anymore. And the maisa, pashas is a person would have to be machmir, a certain etayrim, but there's a big makim to be machmir in such a situation. Now, the maisa, this is, we see Bez Hashem, that we Baruch Hashem, this is the mitzvah of Bikachayim, and the mitzvah of Chasadim, and these Yonim, the Zimah Shazadim, we should all be Zaycha to be Makayim them Kiroi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.